Hi, it's Evelyn.
I don't quite know what I'm doing.
This is a very different audio, mostly because I'm not making moaning sounds, and so it's gonna be very different. But, I'm having a freaking awful day today, and so what I usually do is eat a lot of popcorn, but also I open up my feedback form and look at all the responses, because some of you are hysterical, and I really like seeing the stuff that you guys send in. And so there's a couple questions in here that keep getting asked, and so I wanted to answer it and just have a little break from the lewds, because I think, you know,
it's a matter of balance. You gotta have some non-lewd stuff so that the lewd stuff is even better, you know?
Okay, so obviously this isn't very scripted, but this is low-key. I imagine that it's gonna run for a long time, so this might be some podcast material. But anyway,
I hope that this is funny, at least, and gives you a little bit of insight on how I do things, how I record, and just a bit about me, because it's my profile. I can talk about me if I want to. Okay. First of all, thank you so much for everyone that stops by and tells me all these nice things. Thank you so much. That does mean a lot.
It keeps me motivated to keep recording, because being told nice things, that's generally cool, I'd imagine. You have a nice hair today. If you're bald, you have nice eyes today. But yeah, thanks so much for people who actually send in things like, you have a nice voice. That does mean a lot. Thank you very much. One of the most common questions I get in here is, how do you get your audio so clean, or what is your setup, or how do you record? I have an AT2020 USB mic, and I've been meaning to upgrade to an XLR mic for a long time. I just haven't properly budgeted it out yet, and I've been more focused on upgrading my computer than my mic. So I recently was able to upgrade my computer thanks to Patreon funds. Thank you so much, patrons, you're the best. But the next thing on the goal list is to check off getting an XLR mic and an interface so that I can have more recording options. I also bought a different USB mic that has stereo recording. And hopefully I'll be able to use the stereo recording options a lot more often in order to make stuff like ASMR material. You'll hear something in one ear and then the other, stuff like that. But yeah, I have an AT2020 USB mic. It's connected to a mic arm. I put a pop filter on the mic, and I have a booth. This booth is something that I made by myself. It sits on my desk, and it's like a cube. I'll debate whether or not I'll post a photo of it, but it's a cube that's framed by PVC pipe, and I put a whole bunch of blankets on top of the cube, it really helps make the audio sound good. I've taken this mic out of the booth and recorded with it, and the booth is what makes everything sound really nice. Without this booth, everything would be very echoey. I'd be recording in essentially a huge room, and obviously that will not have the best audio quality. And so the booth is really what makes it sound good. When you have good bass audio, then you can edit it and make it sound even better. But editing-wise, I have, oh my god, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but it's a Denoise plugin that I bought from Elements, Isotope Elements. That is a lifesaver, and really helps take out some of the background noise, like fans, even footsteps sometimes. It's very effective. If you're looking into making clean audio, I would heartily recommend it. It goes on sale all the time. Usually the Audacity noise reduction works if you use Audacity, but I personally am a very big fan of Reaper. I have questions on why I do tomboy audios, or if I will do more tomboy audios. Why I do tomboy audios? I like tomboys. That's really just the basis of it. I consider myself one in real life. My voice just fits it, because I definitely do not have a overly feminine voice. I do not have an overly mature mommy voice.
So I just usually gravitate towards something that's neutral or something that's with a masculine tone or obviously tomboys. That's no specific reason. Nobody pushed me to do it. I just think they're nice to do and they come out natural and it's fun. I also have been told that I can do younger voices quite nice. I'm trying to think of my choice of words, because I used to do little sister audios. I want to move away from them just because it will get me in a lot less trouble for doing voice work, but that was also a thing. So tomboys, girlfriends, girl next door, tsundere's, kohais, genki girls, androgynous when it calls for it, and the sidekick character, I guess. I get compared to Morgana, and I don't know why. Hold on, I'm gonna search up. Freaking, I see it, I guess. Looking cool, Joker! There's that. Somebody says that they sound like Ellie from The Last of Us 2. I get a lot of people who say that I sound like Ash Ketchum. I don't see it, hear it, I guess. But that's the voice print that I'm known for, and so I gravitate towards scripts that have that kind of tone. But beyond that, a lot of I look for a lot of animated stuff. Generally unrealistic, very fantastical. So I look for scripts that don't necessarily make sense in real life. I am a sucker for porn logic because porn logic is hysterical to me. And if the thing I'm making is not funny or enjoyable, then why make it? If it's not fun, don't do it. It's my life motto. But let's see. A lot of people who ask about sound effects or how I edit, that will have to be a completely different audio or video to make. I previously made a video about how to actually edit in Reaper, but that was made a really long time ago now. I'll probably have to redo it. I adore editing. Editing is fun to me. I like making scenes. I like making sound effects and making audios for Gone Wild Audio. Gives me a lot of opportunity to make some really funky sounds. So that's probably why I keep coming back to making them. I have a lot of people here who send in pictures of Dick Grayson. Keep sending those. I love them. They're completely original joke. No, they're actually really funny. I like seeing the different photos you guys can come up with. I have a request here that says, no request, just good vibes. Thanks, Ninja. You included a photo that said you are valid and deserve happiness. You as well. Thank you very much. That's pretty cool of you. This guy just says hamburger. you also attached borger.gif, and it's just a spitting hamburger. It's the freaking best. Thank you so much. I look back at that all the time. There's also another guy that just says bunger. No contact info, no nothing, no photo, no anything. I have Poggers Audios, bro. I think I actually posted that one on my profile. That one's also a based response. Thank you. I have, do you believe in Knuckles? I personally do. Both the, I guess he's not a hedgehog. What's the enchilada? I don't know what he is, but I believe in Knuckles. I would give him my left leg if I could. And I have a very interesting question. And this question asks, do you think tomboys and femboys / twinks are mathematically equivalent? let's just think about it for a second, okay? So let's assume we're working on like traditional gender expectations, I guess, where we have tomboys who identify as female, but they have masculine qualities, and then we have femboys who identify as male, but have feminine qualities. Just on that basis alone, then I'd say they're mathematically equivalent if we're just going on, like, traits alone. But if we want to go on, like, impact, or if we want to go on, like,
cultural phenomenon. It really depends on what you're asking, you know? Personally, I think everybody will know by now that I'm biased and will say that tomboys are always going to have the greatest value of anything else in life. So, I would say that they're not mathematically equivalent because tomboys are the life force that drives the earth. but if we're just going by traits alone, they're mathematically equivalent. But if we're going on people who are very motivated, I am very motivated by tomboys, and so tomboys are the bigger one. Thank you. I have a lot of people who came from my, excuse me. I have a lot of people who came from my Stardew Valley audio, telling me things that they would gift me, if I was a farmer. Thank you very much. I got two people who said, strawberries, you win. I love strawberries. I love berries. Holy crap. Freaking fruit? Amazing. Give. But we also have cup of coffee, we have blueberry jam, my chub, very original and good. But the two people who sent in strawberries, congratulations! You get nothing but this applause! Congrats! You win! I have someone here who sent in, cool illustrations and recommendations to some songs. I'm hoping that I can actually stick in some of those songs in this audio when I edit it later. I mean, it's not gonna be monetized, so I think it should be fine. But thank you so much for those. Those are really cool. People who send in pictures of their pets, pictures of memes that happen to be on their phone, pictures of what they had for dinner. I do like those. Those are fun. Like, hey, you're a person. It's good to be reminded that there are people out there who actually enjoy this. So thank you for the song recommendations. I do, I got to listen to a couple of those before I hit record, and I really vibe with them. I'll have to list out the specific ones that I really like in particular, and hopefully you see this and can recommend me more. People who tell me what happened in their day, sorry, or attach pictures of their pets, or I have somebody who actually, somebody who sent in, a bingo sheet from when E3 was going on. I had released a bingo sheet on Twitter and asked people to follow along, and you submitted your bingo sheet to that. Sorry for no bingo, but thanks for following along, and I hope you caught the stream for that. And I also have a picture of a doggy in a lab coat, wearing shoes and goggles. I want to know this dog's name. I'm gonna give him a pat. He looks like a good boy. Give him a hug. But yeah, okay. And I think that's all I can really talk about. All the rest of these are actual suggestions that people made, and I kind of want to keep them a secret so that when I make them, then you'll be surprised. But yeah, I just wanted to make something a little bit different, something offbeat, something to cheer myself up at the end of the day. And I hope that you guys are having a good one. I do appreciate every single comment that comes through. I do read all of them. I can't respond to all of them, mostly because Airtable isn't a place to respond to them, but I do read them. All the suggestions and people that send in scripts for me to do, I do look at them and I stick them on my to-do list. I'm only one idiot e-girl on the internet, and so I can't get to all of them, but they are on a list, and I do consider all of them when I can. It's been over 6 months since I've been making stuff, and it's actually getting closer to a year of making audio stuff, and I really like it. It's fun to do. I can mess around with sound and audio stuff, which is something that I always like to do, and it's been a pleasure to meet people, to make things that entertain people, and just express myself in a very different way that I wouldn't be able to do with other people in my life. Okay, I just finished editing it and I didn't actually make a proper send-off. But I did have that song I wanted to show off to you guys thanks to the Anon that was in my inbox. I believe it's Turkish, and the plebeian I am, I only speak English. I know
bits and pieces of Chinese and Japanese, thanks to my family, but I do not speak a lick of Turkish, so please forgive me if I butcher this song title and band name, but I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you so much for submitting stuff to my inbox. It does mean a lot. I don't get feedback very often, especially feedback to help me improve what I've been putting out. So you guys telling me what you like or what you don't like really does help. So I'm going to leave you with this song. This is from Duman, and it's called Sendan Daha Güzel. I, again, really apologize if I butchered that, but I enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have a good one. I will see you guys soon. Please take care.
Kimseyi görmedim ben, senden daha güzel. Kimseyi tanımadım ben, senden daha özel. Kimselere de bakmadım, aklımdan geçer. Kimseyi tanımadım ben, senden daha güzel. Senden daha güzel. Senden daha güzel. Senden daha güzel. Sana nereden rastlanıyorum? Oldum dermeden. Kendimi sana saklanıyorum. Senden daha güzel. Kimseleri de takma diyorum. Ölsem değişmem. Senden daha güzel. Senden daha güzel. Senden daha güzel. Senden daha güzel. Kimseyi tanımadım ben, senden daha özel, kimseye...